Hey, Carly.
Hello, Michael.
We are back for our fourth installment of our game, or what is it? What are we calling it?
I don't know if we came up with an official title.
We are back with our fourth installment of our unnamed series, giving people hints and tips on going to Japan. And hey, if you're a nerd, you'll like it more than if you aren't.
Yeah, because we are nerds.
Yes, and it is for you, my nerd friends. This time we're going to talk about what spurred our trip to Japan in the first place, which is going to Tokyo Game Show.
Yep, the whole trip revolved around going to TGS, which, I mean, if you've been to any of the ones in the States, it's not dissimilar to, say, E3 or a PAX or something like that. It's basically a venue where a bunch of companies and game studios can get together and show off all the newest video games that are either coming out or just came out.
Yes. Now, there is a public day, or two public days, yep. I believe, every year. Which
are usually on the weekend.
Usually Saturday and Sunday. Essentially anyone can just buy a ticket and go. And this is similar to a bunch of other things. Like, I think like some of the board game conventions do this. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. Here's the thing. We went on the business days.
And thank God, because I'm looking at the coverage of the public days, I cannot imagine going. Right.
So, I mean, a lot of people, there's a certain subset of people where the idea of going to TGS is a thing that would get them just to go to Japan. Like, you know, I'm super into Japanese video games. I'm gonna go to Japan and see all this amazing stuff as a, like an excuse. It is like, if you go to the public day, I mean, it is wall to wall, shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Crammed with people. Like, hundreds of thousands of people go to this thing.
Yeah. We did have a couple of friends that did go on the public day, and they came back. It was just a crush.
Yeah. So, you know, if you can get a job in video game journalism or something similar, and you can go on the business days, then it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was actually pretty empty
right
when we went on the press days, so that was nice.
Yeah,
for two people that have social anxiety and don't particularly like crowds.
Right, crowds aren't amazing. So I would say as far as you know, newsworthiness and like where to rank it. It's weird because like some of the big Japanese companies don't go, like Nintendo doesn't go.
Yeah.
Which is probably a huge bummer for a lot of people.
Yeah, they do go to E3 here in the States in LA every year, but that is strange that they don't go to TGS.
Right. So they just do their own stuff, their own thing on, well, anyway, it doesn't really matter. So there are just all the tons and tons of booths for people who haven't been to these kinds of conventions. There's just all these booths. There's like gigantic ones, like Sega and...
Yeah, the particularly impressive ones this year were for the game Monster Hunter, which just came out now, but it was still months out from release by the time we got there. There was a giant booth there with huge...
It's like massive dragon head that you could stand in.
And a bunch of people cosplaying in front of it that you could take pictures of. We took some pictures that I'll post on the page for this posting. And yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's really neat. It's a spectacle for sure.
Yeah.
And like Square had a huge thing with Final Fantasy stuff.
Oh yeah, Final Fantasy was huge.
Yeah, it was like they were pushing like a mobile game for Final Fantasy.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like the most gigantic booth of all of them, I think.
And I think we ended up going back to it a couple times because they had a draw that was happening at a certain time where you got to pull something out of a gashapon machine, like a capsule machine. And then we ended up winning a couple of shirts that are actually pretty cool.
We did. That was neat. So there's all these kind of big booths and there's some smaller stuff. There's other stuff like, you know, like this university in Japan teaches video game design.
I mean, if you've been to ones here in the States, it's not dissimilar. There's that kind of thing, like the smaller stuff. But I mean, the megaliths kind of rule the whole thing, Square Enix.
But then the part that I think we were most interested in was there's actually a side building. Like, it was a whole other building Yeah. Because there was, it's broken up into like essentially three gigantic show floors in this one building. And there's a whole nother building, which you wouldn't even really necessarily know was there unless you were looking for it. And that's just another big show floor, but that one was full of indie games.
Yeah, indie games are particular. Well, it was indie and VR kind of in this one section. And indie games are my particular interest. Mm-hmm. So that's the place I was kind of headed to. Mm-hmm. We had a couple buddies that had a booth there. They weren't there, but...
Right, yeah.
Yep, so Raw Fury Games was there. We did end up seeing some pretty neat, smaller games. Mm-hmm. I wish that I had the name of it. If I can find the name, I'll post it in this article. But I played a visual novel that was pretty neat. It is, you know, most visual novels are kind of... image of person, a bunch of text. This was more like a 3D space visual novel. And then you walk around and you kind of tell the story non-sequentially by talking to people. And I'll post the link to that because I thought that was pretty neat.
Right. There was also some fantastic shopping, which, you know, again, this is like, it's like the media / business day. It was like, but it's still open.
Yeah, they definitely are still selling things at the Atlas booth, which we kind of got destroyed at.
We bought, you know, a bunch of shirts.
And, yeah, a bunch of Persona 5 shirts. I got a Yuri on Ice bowl. And
I think the most amazing thing, personally, that I think we got was
this is not the other one, though.
Was our sugar and... Yeah. Salt container.
So Square Enix also had a sales booth there. So they had a couple. One was just for their music, and the other one was for merchandise. And we ended up buying a sugar, and we were using it for sugar and salt, but it was a chocobo and a moogle.
Heads of chocolate.
Yeah, and now I want to design, when we're trying to find a house, when we find a kitchen, I want to design a kitchen around these two stupid little bowls.
So that was fun. It's kind of, so to get to, the, so it's in the, can you, do you remember the name? It's like the Mess.
There's no way I remember like the name of that Mesa place.
Har- I don't know. It's, so it's, it takes place way, way, way outside of Tokyo. It is so, about an hour on the train.
Yeah. Outside of Tokyo, there's Tokyo Disneyland, and that's kind of like way outside of Tokyo. And this is even farther past that. Right. So.
When I went to it the very first, because this is my second trip, and I went, the reason I went the first time was to go to TGS as well. Going out there the first time, I didn't realize that we were on essentially the Disney Tokyo or Disney Japan. Is it Disney Tokyo?
Tokyo.
Disney Tokyo.
Tokyo Disney.
Tokyo Disney was on this train line. So it's like you pull up into this one station and the doors open.
It's like just kids and people and costumes. And
suddenly you're like, it's the small world. It's a small world playing and all these people are like, oh, that's where that... That's where this family of people is going. It's way, way out. You have to take a train and it's, you know, a long, long trip. I'm trying to think of some other things. We still found like walking to the convention center. We still found like some decent places to eat.
Yeah, there was like a food court we went to, a chain curry place.
Which wasn't as good as the other curry places, but, you know, still not bad. Trying to think of other sort of interesting notable stuff. The one, there was the one sort of area that had games for...
Oh, yeah. So there was a section for otome games. So if you're not familiar with otome games, they are... marketed towards women, and not even just women, but like older women, like over 19 usually. I chickened out and I didn't go and ask, but they had all these like pretty beautiful men that in this like open booth, and it kind of was modeled after a salon, and they were giving people like a bunch of women makeovers. That I may regret it not going in now, but it would have been neat. So I guess there's definitely like a section for that kind of thing there.
There's a bunch of different sort of segmented areas where they have, you know, whatever kind of game, like indie game, VR game,
Yeah, the VR section was pretty predominant in this that other building this year. There seemed to be a lot going on. I can't play VR games because they make me crazy sick.
And that was the thing where even though it was the business day and there weren't that many people there, there were still crazy long lines.
I mean, the one thing that I wanted to do was go and test out Ni No Kuni 2. Yeah. Which is coming out, well, it was, at the time it was coming out in January. Now it's been pushed to spring. But yeah, we would have had to wait in line for like 2 hours or something like that. We were just not going to do that.
Yep.
But at those kind of things, you can also, I'm sure, make press appointments, which we didn't because we didn't speak Japanese. And, you know, we found it hard to kind of navigate the appointment side of that, where we find it a lot easier over on this side. Booking appointments, you're just getting slammed with people trying to get you to book appointments. Whereas for TGS, there wasn't really a lot of press releases that we saw.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
There was definitely, and even more so than, say, the North American conventions, there were a lot of cosplayers.
Right.
Yeah, lot of the booths hire usually younger, good-looking girls to dress in some questionable clothing.
Right.
And, you know, stand outside their booths. I would say about half of them were just really neat costumes. Half of them were kind of a little more skimpy than...
Yeah.
And I mean, there's rules against that kind of thing in North America now.
Right.
They're considered quote unquote booth babes. You're not really allowed to have stuff like that in North America.
For PAX, it's absolutely banned.
Yeah. So
I think in E3 they maybe get away with a little bit of
Not really. I didn't see any this year when I was there. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but there was definitely some of that. So I took some, and I asked the girls, you know, I went up and I asked them if I could take their picture, and they said yes. So I've got some pictures of them that I'll post up just to, so you can see the kind of difference of, you know, what is expected at a North American press event, whereas what is...
Yeah, there was almost like a thing that I don't think we see on our, here in North America, is they almost had like floor shows. Some of the booths where it would be like a certain time they would like do a whole little
like a skit and the like two girls with giant guns yelling at each other and things like that. I mean, it was kind of neat to see, it was definitely different here. And I mean, it, you know, maybe reminiscent to our experience at the robot restaurant where they like put on these weird shows that don't necessarily translate to the North American mindset as well.
Yeah. And there's definitely like, and I think I did more of this maybe the first time, but there's a bunch of like photo opportunities. Like, the first time there was like a giant tank and you can like go up and stand on the tank and have your picture taken.
No, I did see that one there this year for World of Tanks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did I go every year?
Yeah.
And the first time as well, I was walking through, and there was this one mobile game, and they were just like, oh, big white guy or whatever. That's hilarious. And so they descended upon me. There's like 15 tiny Japanese women. I think they were all wearing like little cat outfits or something. And they dragged me up on stage, and they were all meowing at me aggressively. As I played this match 3 game on stage, which was funny.
One thing that I was planning on doing at TGS this year that I absolutely chickened out of because not necessarily because I was afraid of people seeing me, but there ended up being a lot of rules associated with it, was they have, a pretty big cosplay experience there, not during the press days, but during the public days, that we were going to go back on public days because I brought a costume with me. And I was like, you know what? What other opportunity am I going to get to do this?
Yeah.
But after going there the first time and like reading the rules and everything, I didn't feel super confident that I understood the setup well enough to, you know, be able to follow what is expected.
Right.
So I didn't end up doing it.
Right. Yeah. So inside the convention, they have the people dressed up in costumes who, you know, are essentially paid employees of the different booths of the different companies. But on the public days... Yeah, so there's just like, my understanding is there's just like thousands of people dressed in costumes and just, you know, you could do a whole photo shoot just on the attendees coming in costume.
Yeah, man, I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah.
I mean, our whole trip, we did plan a couple times to find where to see people in cosplay, but we nothing ever panned out. So maybe next time we can,
So, I mean, that is essentially TGS in a nutshell. If you're just going as a person who isn't covering it for work or anything like that, I don't know if I would necessarily recommend it.
Unless you really like that, like, crazy atmosphere where there's, expect to stand in a lot of lines if you want to try anything. Mm-hmm. Especially, and for food, you probably have to do, like, everything probably has super long lines.
Yeah. There's so many wonderful reasons to go to Japan, and if this is your excuse to go, then great.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're going to go and spend 3 days at, just come in, go to TGS and leave, like, I don't think that's a great idea.
Like, if you're coming from North America, I'd probably go to one of the North American conventions.
And I mean, you'll honestly probably get, even if you're super into Japanese games, you'll get just as much of that at a PAX or whatever, as you will. I think PAX is really kind of the only...
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of, like, anime conventions that you can play this kind of games
that's
at.
True.
But, yeah.
Yeah, as far as, like, I think all the other ones are industry-specific.
Yeah.
So I think that's the only public one that you can go to. So that would be my suggestion.
Yeah. I mean, go to Japan to see Japan. I don't know if I'd necessarily say go to Japan to go to TGS.
Right. And a lot of it used to be that tons of journalists would get sent. Everyone would go to TGS because it was like the big show. And it's really hardly anyone sends people there from North America anymore.
Yeah. I mean, full disclosure, I work in the video games industry doing PR work, and everyone that I've talked to has gone doesn't really go so much anymore.
Right. So, yeah, so it has sort of declined as far as that stuff goes. But at the same time, it's still, like, I think it's, as far as attendance goes, like, every year is a record-breaking year.
Yeah. But, I mean, it is one of the only industry events like that in Japan. So there are people coming from all over Japan, which is densely populated for this thing. So I don't think they're hurting for numbers.
Right. Yeah, for sure. For sure. So that is, in a nutshell, our TGS experience.
If you have any questions at all about TGS, or, I mean, Japan in general, that we can help with as two dummies who've only been once, you can hit me up on Twitter at AnimatedMe with the E's as threes.
And I'm on Twitter at ThriftyNerd. Or you can also post a comment on this article.
Yep. Our next episode of this is going to be our last one, and we're going to kind of cover all the nerd stuff we want to.
Right. So the next episode is going to be 4 hours long.
Probably the longest one.
So buckle up.
Right. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.